Welcome back to Holly's Follow-Up Training, the final audio, number 5.
So what I want to show you is that on my website, I have a chart that we created from the Fort Collins training that we did. And what it was I did just what we did with you. I had everybody make a shake one morning. And and I had everybody test themselves or make up, keep a log for the morning about how they felt, energy, hunger, and mental clarity. And we did a chart on this that I made up for everybody to see the difference. So people took, it was a 4-day training, they had their regular breakfast that we catered. So it was granola and fruit, and people wanted eggs and toast. I mean, it was decent food. It wasn't, you know, M&Ms. And so the fourth morning, I had everybody have a shake. Now, they had two big glasses, like more like what I had this morning, 20-some ounces, 25, 8, 30 ounces of the shake. They had all they wanted. They had two big glasses. And the mornings before, when we rated their energy and their mental clarity, they rated 4 hours after breakfast, their energy they rated had dropped to a 5. Their mental clarity had dropped to a 4.9. When I averaged it out, there were 50 people that were at the shake. So I took everybody's numbers and then I just divided it. Their hunger had gone, was at 7, 8. They were starving for lunch, right? The morning of the shake, I am so pleased to show you what the body did. And here is the results. Ta-da! The energy 4 hours after, same time, had, instead of at a 5, it was still at a 9. Mental clarity, instead of being at a 4.9, was also at a 9, 4 hours after the shake. And their hunger, instead of being a 7.8, was a 1.9, and we had to postpone lunch by 2 hours. It was so fun to get those results and have people graphically go, I don't want to eat. I'm not ready to eat yet. I'm still full. I don't need to eat at 12. You know, we'd finish breakfast at 8:30 or 9 or something, and they didn't want to eat at 12. We didn't eat until 2. So this is a great chart for you to point people to make a case about why people need to get on the rest of the Life Force products. This is follow-up. If you go back to where this chart is, I want to show you how this works. Chart of amazing shake results. And then down here it says click for larger image, which is what I just did. Okay? So then you back that out and you get here. And the verbiage that is below on this chart of amazing shake results says everything I just said to you about how this is so cost effective and how much people are eating less, and if people eat 400 a month, and how it will actually pay for itself. So if you can't remember all that, you just make them read this and show the chart and say this, and also say whatever it is that your experience is. So that is what I have come up with to make a case, not to mention how great people feel on the shake. So why don't maybe a couple of you come up and tell people why the shake is really important now, and how you feel, and why you would not do it, why you really love it. Do you want to come up, Laurie, and say why the shake is so important in your world now, and how different you feel doing the shake versus other?
Well, and I'm Laurie, and for me, I have never been a breakfast eater. I mean, my stomach literally, if I would eat breakfast first thing in the morning, would feel queasy. So being a vitamin girl for years and years, I had to take them with me throughout the day. So body balance was just a huge relief to my body. And then having the shake on top of it, because even though I would take the body balance, I'd feel so good because it was so easy on my stomach. and it just felt great, and I felt like I was doing something great for my body, but I still felt like I was missing something. And having the shake is like, I just feel like I'm having this full meal that my stomach really loves, that's not, that, and it just sustains, it gives me focus. I have more focus ability, I have more energy, and I just feel like I can just really do anything at that point. I don't feel like I'm sluggish till I have some coffee. I don't feel like that. I mean, I'm going to try the Ticino. Is that what it's called?
Ticino.
Yep. Uh-huh. I'm going to try that. But yeah, I just feel great and I love it. And like I said, I really have to remind myself that I should probably eat because I just feel so good for so long.
Awesome. Totally awesome.
Thank you.
So that's what I hear consistently. So when you talk about following up with people, you need to make them a shake. And you need to be a shake user, a product of the product. And when people get on this, they go to yet another level of wellness and another set of things that start happening in their physical body. It's easy, it's delicious, and people notice the energy and the mental clarity. So that's yet another place where you can look at this from a business standpoint and go, I mean, do the math. If everybody's doing body balance and then they do the shake pack and you've just doubled the BV, what do you think is going to happen to your check? I mean, this company would double overnight if everybody started taking the shake. We get paid by how much product is going out the door. And if you don't make a case for why they want to feel terrific and you don't say why the thing pays for itself, you're missing the boat. They're missing the boat. They don't even know how amazing they could really feel. And what is the cost of your health? If you're buying into poverty consciousness, get over it. You're talking people. I mean, part of my homework is to send people to nursing homes. And I am not kidding. I went to one and it scared the pants off me. I was like, I do not want to end up like this. How many people have been to a nursing home? Do you want to go? Is that how you want to end your life?
I want to go to.
What?
I worked at one called the Balfour, and I loved it. And I can't wait to retire there one day.
Oh, but that's an assisted living.
Yeah, but this place is amazing. And I worked there, so I saw a lot of behind the scenes. But it's really for wealthy people. But you have to have money to live there.
Right.
So
that's assisted living. I am talking about a place where people go and paddle up and down the halls with their little IV trailer trailing around behind them. And then if you really want a great experience, you can go to the Alzheimer's ward. And that will send you over the top. And, yeah.
I'm a firefighter, so I see the other side of that. So as a firefighter, going there and getting the people out, and so you see the very downside of the...
So
the other side of that one, I mean, you see the Alzheimer's ward and everything else.
Yeah.
It's not a pretty sight.
It is not how we're supposed to end up. Period, the end. And this is one of the greatest 1 degree of inconsequential efforts and behavior that you could possibly do for your life. Possibly. Okay, I mean, really. I mean, we've got exercise, we've got... water, rest, de-stress, but we have to eat. And if you're going to keep this body humming and make the greatest possible next generation of cells, you have got to feed it the best possible thing that you possibly can. I don't know anything that is any better, because if I did, I'd be eating it. Yeah.
I wanted to just say one more thing. This is Lori again. I just wanted to say one more thing. It's also a great way to hide the taste of greens if your husband doesn't like it.
Or if your children don't like it. You know, I'm spending time on all of this because it's a way that you get into people's lives, is you help set them up right. And I'm emphasizing the follow-up. And I'm emphasizing the place where you're making a difference and changing people's lives at a core cellular level, where they feel different waking up, and where they're making... How many people notice that their overall demeanor and happiness level, their happy factor, is up? Isn't that something? You just go around and you just go, you know, you got this little smile on your face, and just because your life isn't so serious. It isn't so difficult when your blood sugar is stable. Your blood sugar goes down and the whole world looks like a train wreck. And it goes up and you feel like you can handle stuff. Stuff isn't so difficult anymore. Anger doesn't come up so quickly. Your relationships work better. This is no small thing that we're talking about. This is, it permeates people's lives. Now, how are you going to keep track of these people? Meanwhile, back to the health evaluation questionnaire. All right. So you've got this health evaluation thing that you're doing with them on a regular basis, and you're now starting to see at a much deeper level what it is that you're doing when you get in there with people. And what are the recommendations, and where is the support, and how can you get them to a place where they can make yet another one degree? So this, the next one has to do with emotional well-being. And that's, you know, the first one's the hardest, and it does take the longest. And so the next one actually is sleep category. And so I asked them each one, you know, how deeply do you sleep? You can actually have them give a number for each one and then come up with a number total. Because you want them to recognize that things are changing. How long do you sleep? How many times a night do you need to get up? How easy is it to go back to sleep? How refreshed do you wake up? Well, you know how many questions there are, how many answers there are to all of those questions. And when they start to change, I'm sleeping less, I don't wake up in the night, I wake up refreshed, you know, I wake up and I'm like happy, I don't feel stiff, I wake up, it's easy to go back to sleep if I have to get up, and all of a sudden their sleep patterns are changing. How many people have had sleep patterns that have changed? Half of you at least, three quarters of you. So where would you just throw out some numbers? Before da-da, after da-da. Before 3, after 7, whatever. A total overall look at where you would rate your sleep, the whole category. Where would you put your, where your sleep was before, and where would you put it where your sleep is now? So let's hear a few numbers.
1 to 9.
1 to 9. Huge.
I'd say
1 to 8. 1 to 8.
At least, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I'm up multiple times with kids. So, yeah. So for me to get up...
She's up multiple times with kids. And for her to get up, and she has four children, and to go back to sleep is like a big deal. And now she's going back to sleep and waking up. And she's saying her sleep habits are now from 1 to 8. I mean, that's outrageous. That's outrageous. It's a different life for you, isn't it?
Oh, totally. Totally different. I mean, I used to... She knows not be able to get up before the crack of noon, I call it. The crack of noon.
Yeah.
Now I can get up at 7 and have no problem and crawl out of bed. I'm waking the kids up, which is a shocker to the kids.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That changes your life when you wake up and you've had enough rest. How big is that sleep? Fairly big, important issue that these little animal bodies need to do, right? Great! I mean, and you attribute it to body balance, right? 100%, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Is this girl going to give up her body balance?
No.
Not in this lifetime. Not as long as she has four children.
No. Then there'll be grandchildren, so you just increase it.
Exactly. And she now knows that the body balance did that, because somebody tracked her and she paid attention, and she now knows that that's exactly what happened. All right, one more. Okay, Joan.
This is Joan. Before body balance, I would wake up in the morning exhausted. And the more hours that I slept, the worse I felt. And it would take me 1 to 2 hours to get the brain fog away and feel physically able to function.
Start your day.
To start my day.
And now?
And now it's gone. It was gone within 3 to 4 months after starting to take body balance.
And tell me what gone means.
I wake up and I am clear, I'm not tired, I feel good, I'm ready to start my day.
And where would you put your numbers before and now?
I would put it 1 to 8, probably.
1 to 8.
Yeah.
That is. Are you sleeping any hour? Fewer hours?
You know, 6 hours is good for me.
Six hours.
And that's always been my... I don't need a lot of sleep.
Right. Okay, great. That's outrageous. From a 1 to an 8, your sleep has improved that much.
Yeah.
Are you going to give up the Body Balance anytime soon?
No.
All right, you guys are starting to get the picture. That when they know where they've come from and they know what did it, they're not going anywhere. So, you know, we don't need to get into the serious detail in every other one. You can read them. Emotional well-being includes volatility, stress, depression, PMS. I'm sure we have a few PMS stories in here. Do we have a couple? What was yours, Lori?
Mine, I was just telling a couple people when we were doing our stories that I was at convention, and every month I have had a challenge with getting a migraine right before that time of the month. And so I usually just take an Advil. That's been my MO. And so I'm at convention, I have nothing there, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can feel the headache coming on. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm thinking about it, and I'm thinking, this is hormonal. So that means that I probably should take some more product. So I woke up, I got out of bed, and it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I got up and I took some Body Balance and I took Sunset and I went back to sleep. I got up at 6 and I still had a slight bit of headache, but I still felt so much better than I would have otherwise. And then I got to the breakfast and they gave a 8 ounce bottle of Body Balance, and I had some Sunbright in my bag, and I talked to Krista, and I also took some Tahibo, and she said, yeah, take some Tahibo. I took Tahibo, Sunbright, Body Balance, and I had no headache, no pains, no aches, no nothing the whole time I was there. I was so amazed.
Aww.
Yeah. So just increase.
That is so awesome. That is so awesome. Diana.
Before, because I had these same problems that everyone else had where I'd wake up groggy after so much sleep, now the other benefit I'm finding from it is when I do need more than my new 4 to 6 hours of sleep, when I do feel like really tired in the morning or tired in the afternoon, it usually means that my body is like fighting something off, like there's some kind of sickness going around, or I've just been overexerting, you know, need time to renew, as it said on the medications. And so I can actually identify that now and say, okay, just let your body sleep 8 hours and rest it off and give it time to rejuvenate. And like, I haven't been sick. Every time I feel that coming on, I just know that's, you know, drink more product, as you said, drink a little more product and just rest a little more.
That's great.
Yeah.
That is so great. You know, it's really life habits that he talks about. You do a behavior long enough and it becomes a habit. And when you understand what it is and you start learning body talk, that your body's talking to you, and what was going on was that you were tired and you weren't listening to it before. You weren't stopping. And it's up to us. We didn't learn how to do all this stuff when we were kids. We didn't get the messages. We didn't understand. We were told just push it through. And I see these kids now. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's the bane of my existence of hearing these kids getting up at 5 in the morning to go play sports. And then they're up until 11 at night. And I'm like, so when are they sleeping? What do they have? Milk and cookies in the afternoon when they all go to sleep? I doubt it. And so I'm sitting here going, how are these kids? What's going to happen? This is the first generation where this generation is expected to live less long than our generation. They're expected to die sooner than our generation. That is crazy. That is totally crazy. We're talking life skills, life 101. We're talking laws of nature. You break them and it'll break you. You can't defy nature. We're built the way we're built. And we have to listen to what that information is.
I was prospecting a man the other day.
This is Linda.
Oh, this is Linda. And I was shocked at what he told me. His little son, probably about 6 or 8, has had some asthmatic problems, and now he is also having, there was a couple of other things, sleep apnea, and their doctor told him, sugar diabetic as well. And their doctor said, don't worry, this is just natural. If he doesn't grow out of it, we'll just put him on this and this and this as he grows older. That's what people are being fed by so many in the medical community. And I had to really control the fury within me. But that's what they're being
right.
Called.
It, that would be called the fight response. Yeah, you know, we need to be trailblazers here, right? We need to not let our friends fall in these traps because we know what is going to happen. If you let somebody just go on when you know that they're doing something that is injurious to their body, you have to speak up. You know, you don't, it's not, you're wrong, this is what you should do. It's like, you know, I found this amazing thing. There's this website, here's an article, I want you to read this. I want you to understand what the ramifications are about what it is that we as a society have been seduced into. Nobody joneses for a piece of celery in the middle of the night. It just doesn't happen. It's like a cookie, chocolate milk, cereal, you know, let's get down to the goodies. But it's like, but it's not what we're designed for. And anybody knows that if you have gone through any kind of food addictions and gotten off of it, those foods start to taste delicious. The simplest recipe I can tell you that is one of my most favorite foods on the planet to eat. Take three beets, one big beet, dice it up, little dice that's maybe, you know, half an inch of dice, you know, on the side, throw it in the steamer, steam it until it's soft, until it's, you can really put a fork in easily, take it out and squeeze some lemon juice on it and eat. It's candy. I'm telling you, it is one of the most lovely, plain, simple, whole foods. You can do that with so many foods. There's one, there's a product that I use, and it's one of the few things that I buy online for my food, and it's a company called Gaios Cafe, G-A-L-E-O-S. GaiosCafe.com. They make four salad dressings that are all made out of whole foods using sesame oil. These, and they have like between 1 and 2 grams of fat in them. They are low-fat dressings, and they are so delicious. You can use one of them tastes like a hollandaise. Who tasted the dressing today? On a scale of 1 to 10, how good was it?
Oh, 10. Okay. Delicious.
10, delicious, we're hearing.
On anything. Vegetables, chicken, salad, anything.
These dressings, I'm telling you, they'll leave that one in the dust.
Wow.
I am telling you, these are the best things I ever found. I am a dressing-aholic. You can make every single food, whether it's a steamed broccoli, a cauliflower, just raw foods. You can make it as a dressing, as a dip, as a sauce. You can do anything with these dressings. They are so delicious. They're a miso Dijonnaise is one of them. And these dressings are, I learned this, that dressings will make your taste buds come alive so that you can eat really simple, wholesome foods and just absolutely be thrilled about them. I take that miso Dijonnaise and I might put it on a, you know, a cracker or a piece of millet toast, and then I'll put on a half an avocado and a tomato. And that Dijonnaise acts like mayonnaise. And only I'm only getting 1.5 grams of fat. And it is so delicious that I just go, I can't understand that everybody isn't eating like this. Because when people make the transition from all the sweets and the salts from one end of the spectrum to the other, and then the cravings get set up. You go out to a dinner and you have your salty dinner. You have to have the dessert because you've gotten so wigged out on the salt that you're now craving the sugar. And what we're trying to do is learn how to eat from the center of the food chain, which is the vegetables and nuts and seeds and grains and then the fruits, and not get out to the sugars and the salts. And it's so important that we start understanding that these are the 1 degrees. And for people to start complementing the products, the whole food products with whole food, what a concept. And then start to see that 1 degree, when you throw in exercise and you throw in healthy snacks and you throw in meals on wheels and you have somebody that's teaching you this and tracking you this with this health evaluation questionnaire that's talking about, you know, how is your body coming along with all the changes that you're making? And on the, being on the shake and being and starting to eat foods that complement being on the shake and eating whole foods. So when you get to the physical energy category and people all of a sudden have more stamina and endurance, their recovery time is shortened from when they do exercise, they can do more endurance, they have more consistent energy throughout the day, they don't crash after lunch. Like, how did you all do on the shake? Have you maintained your energy pretty well? Did that keep you even? I'm getting a lot of yes head nods. So, and how many people used to get sleepy after meals? Right? Big time. Right, comatose. And when you can start making, and then exercise. You know, I didn't used to want to exercise because I was so drugged and drained with energy. It was all I could do to get through the day. Forget going out and exercising. And now I'm like, ooh, you know, when can I get my bike and go on one of the Boulder trails? I'm just so excited. So, you know, this is a lifestyle change. And this questionnaire is going to be the thing that is going to help you get into people's lives so that they can see how the products and the lifestyle and incorporating some of the things that we're talking about, mental clarity. Who had some things with mental clarity? What, say, Connie, what was going on for you? She couldn't focus. She had brain fog all the time. And she didn't have a memory. She said, forget that. I didn't have one. And now where would you put it, Connie?
I think about an 8.
She put her memory at about an 8. Holy cow. So from a 0 to a 1 to about an 8 in memory. She got her memory back. That's a story. Connie got her memory back. How many people deal with memory issues? It's huge. It's absolutely huge. So when you're telling your story, you want as many of the components in here. And these are so typical that people experience. You can almost count on everybody having at least one or two of each one of these categories, let alone one or two of each one inside the category. This is a guideline to help you on your way to creating your own story. Now we're getting into the story part. As people go through, you started them and they're saying, we've got a lot of stories here today. 3 to 4 to an 8, 1 to an 8, 1 to a 9, sleep. We've got a lot of different components of people's stories. Now what you're going to do is you're going to sit down with them because there's going to be a point when you say or when they say to you, it happens naturally. You know, who do you know that might benefit? Or they might say, oh, I have to share this with my sister. And pretty soon you go, we can do that. And I typically hear people, it's so funny, I don't want to do the business, but my Aunt Tizzy, you know, she could really use some more energy. And we go, great, let's not do the business. Let's call Aunt Tizzy. And it's so fun to just, you know, I never say business and I never say selling. I mean, gross in a certain way. It's like, what are we doing? We're sharing this amazing thing with all of our loved ones. So along the way, you're going to start checking off as you work them through everything that they need to learn in order to get the results that they want to have. They will have read and they are developing their own story. So they will have been to testimonials. And you want to make sure along the way you keep giving them a little bit more homework. All right, I think you're ready to look at this. You're the what, they're the when. Go to the nutrition basics and read food combining. Let's have you do that. And then when do you think, you're the what, they're the when do you think you can do that? Great. When would be a good time to talk about that afterwards? This is a journey. This is a journey. And you are going to take them on this journey and have them really get what it is to really create a life of excellence, like Darren talked about. I mean, he didn't just touch in on one little thing, you know, like, you just need to make more calls. He went across the board, if you didn't notice.
He talked about every aspect of their life. Read in the morning, exercise, have an apple, let 500 calories less. That's only a bowl of cereal. You know, write your wife. Was that beautiful or what? Mm-hmm. Write your wife a love letter and keep it and give it to her at the end of the year, a love book. I was ready to go up and go, you know, do you have a younger brother? He was adorable. He was just fabulous in the way. What did it take that man to get to that place? A lot of hard work, a lot of discipline. So that's who you guys are. You are the one. You're the taskmasters. You got to get that. You got to get that. You are the leaders. The buck stops with you. You're the one. You're their lifeline. That child just fell in off the dock, and I don't care if they're 4 or 44 or 64 or 94, they just fell off the dock and they are going in the wrong way. They are drowning. It may be a slow drown, maybe taking them 10 years, but they are drowning. You can't let them drown. You have the answers. You have the lifeline. Throw it to them. They'll either grab hold or they won't. People self-select in and out of this business. You can count on it. If they're ready to hear it, they'll hear it. They'll take it. They'll run with it. And you just need to be able to say, here's the next thing. Here's the next thing. There goes Sparky. And off they go. So this list is what you want to get them through. The list on the left. You want to have them read the testimonials. You want to check in with them on the health evaluation every 2 or 3 days. Ask them what questions are coming up. You're going to have your file folder here Monday to Friday so that if you know that they ordered the body balance, then it's going to be 5 days or 3 days in Colorado or 7 days on the East Coast. And call them maybe the day before and say, has it arrived? I can tell you that I never have anybody who goes, you are such a pest. It doesn't happen. Because I set it up so that it would never happen like that. I say right in the beginning, I'm going to make sure you get these results. Well, who doesn't want that? We're going to do this together, and I'm going to walk you through so you know what's going on. And the first couple of months, we're going to have a good time. Here's the biggest one. How you say it is how they hold it. If you have the energy of being a pest, they're going to think of you as a pest. If you have the energy that they should count their lucky stars that you came into their life, they're going to hold you that way. I can't wait to tell you the next story. Messages are probably one of people's most difficult things. You call somebody 3 or 4 times and they don't return your call, you're going to feel like a pest. You're not only going to feel like a pest, you're going to feel irritated, upset, angry, rejected. Right? How many people have experienced that? Okay. Here's the way out of message leaving. Messages have to do with you are in control. They will never call you, ever. If they do, it's a miracle. Don't even plan on them calling you. That's how I approach it. What you say is on a message is you leave them free. They had a life before Life Force. And for you to get them turned around is not going to happen overnight. You know a lot of things that have happened in your world that they know nothing about. So this is a process, this is a journey. They will come around in their own good time. But they won't come around. You catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. They're not going to come around if there is a shred of irritation in your message. So here's what your message has to have in it. It has to have a sense of wonderment. God, I just heard this great story. Or I'm really wondering how you're doing. Or I just had this amazing idea for us to do. Let's have a party over at your house. Or there's this great event that's coming up. I want to take you. Or I want to go together with you. Or I just heard that. Or did you see on such and such a website? Or I want you to read this. I can't wait for you to hear about there's somebody I want you to meet. Make it up. There are so many things that you can come up with any day of the week, any hour of the day, that you can create that sense of wonderment. The next one is that you really want to know how they're doing. Well, the first thing is to honor that they haven't been calling you, and you don't say, well, I realize you haven't been calling me. You say, boy, I'm sure your life is as busy as everyone else's. You know, I don't want to put any pressure on you. I know that, you know, you had a life before Life Force, but I just wanted to circle around and see how you're doing. And I know we said we'd talk in another, you know, today or tonight. And so, I mean, if you didn't set that appointment, then you have to kind of punt a little bit. But but I would say I'm checking in to see what you've noticed on those five different categories in the health evaluation. So it's the WIFM radio station. You've got your card in front of them. You know what's going on with them. By the way, you want to make sure that if something is seriously going on with them, like they've got a, you know, a death in the family, or they just broke their leg or something, make note of that so that you don't call up and their mother just died and you knew that and you forgot to write it down. You know, it's like, wonder how you're doing, been thinking about you a lot. Write down stuff about their personal life so that you're going to have so many people, you're not going to be able to remember all that. And some of these people you will have never met. They're your downline. I can't tell you how many people. If I were to go through this card file, I don't even know that I know half of them in face. So it's really important you write that down. All right, so the next part of the message is, I know you're busy, and I hope everything is well with you. Leave them free. And I'm just checking in and circling around to see how it's going. And what I'd like to do is, you know, do another check-in with you on the health evaluation questionnaire. So I'm going to give you another call tonight and see if we can't set up a time that's good for you. And if tonight's good for you, then that would be great. And if it's not, fine. The last sentence of every message I have ever left ends with, give me a call if you get a chance, but don't worry about it. I will call you back as well. And if you say that, you will never be a pest. Because you set it up before this relationship ever started that you are going to be calling every other day or every third day. So there is, you do not have to make excuses. I have had, I swear to God, I am like the dogged, you know, I'm like a bulldog when it comes to not giving up. I have called people back, I bet you 10 times. And I just leave one cheery message after another. And then I come to find out their mother did die. They've been out. And my call was one of the nicest things they would tell me. It was so nice to hear that somebody cared about me. I've been going through such a hard time. I can't believe how many times you called when I didn't call you back. I'm so grateful. I get that all the time because there is not a shred of irritation in there. Now, was I always like that? No. I called you 4 times. You know, it's like, please, just let me know one way or another, will you? Thank you. Click. Boy, I bet they can hardly wait to call me back. It took a long time. Personal growth, we're talking personal growth, when you can actually just be totally unattached to their experience. Next, people self-select in and self-select out. It's never a no until they tell you flat out in your face, you know, it just isn't for me, but I've never had it happen. It's not for me now. I can't do it now. Right now, I have to take a bye. I have to let a couple months go by because I'm just swamped. I have to go back and settle my mother's estate or whatever it is. Okay? Message leaving. Huge. Leadership. Huge. Not leaving people out there to flail. Huge. Being the leader, telling people what to do. You're the what, they're the when. Set up appointments. You're going to be close in, talking to them on a regular basis. And just have them know that's how it is, and you do your side. Don't let a week and a half go by when they're right in the middle of cell saturation. That's crazy. They need you during that period of time. You're establishing a relationship in that period of time. And I think if you ask them, there won't be anybody that'll say, you're being a pest. They'll say, I'm so grateful. Well, they'll be more grateful if you're sweeter, right? The sweeter you are, the more grateful they are. So that's your job to learn how to do that. All right. So any questions on that piece of it? on how to do the health evaluation questionnaire and how to get in there with him ongoingly, get the numbers each time, go over each one of these five things and see what's shifted and celebrate that and be there for them when they hit a detox if they're one of the 50% that do. Do you all feel like you can do that? Yeah? Okay.
Do you have one general number for each category, or do you...
Lump it all together and say sleep went from a 1 to a 9.
Okay, so you're not...
Ultimately.
Go through each one each
time. You can do it the first time so that you know at least which one of these things they're dealing with, and then say, all right, take all of those numbers and now just give me an overall number for where you are in this whole category.
So you said for the 50% of people, you know, celebrate, yeah, you're going through detox. This is really showing you the products are working. What about for the other 50% that don't go through the detox?
They go right on to cell saturation. At some point, you're going to do one of two things. You're going to either hit detox or you'll bypass it and you'll go right on to cell saturation. All right, now the piece that's so important to get at this point is that once you hit cell saturation, you do not want to just all of a sudden jump down to 2 ounces. You destroy the whole, you miss the magic, you miss the boat. Remember those cells that are rebuilding and repairing? The rule of thumb is stay as high as you can for as long as you can. And the reason is that every day you are using up a different amount of minerals depending on your physical activity. So some days you may be using 4 ounces, some days 14 ounces. If you're really dancing, tennis, stayed up late in front of somebody who was sneezing on you. And so your body is going through different levels of how it needs to rebuild and repair itself. Those minerals you have nothing to do with. You can't do anything about them because the body's just going to snatch them up. It is for its own daily functioning. It's the minerals above and beyond your daily quota of minerals that your body is going to use that are available to rebuild and repair you at a cellular, glandular, hormonal, digestive, lymphatic, circulatory, metabolic, elimination, all your different systems. So if you only have this many minerals above your daily quota, it's going to take a long time to rebuild and repair. If you have this many minerals, you're going to get the job done in a heartbeat, right? It's that 4 days of repairing her adrenals. It would have taken her 2 or 3 weeks, if not a month or two. So it's when you hit cell saturation, it's pretty clear. It's like, got it. This must be what she's talking about. I am bouncing off the walls. And I have super energy, and I'm super clear, and I'm vacuuming at 2 in the morning. So when you hit the cell saturation, you simply cut underneath, back off, and tuck in as close to cell saturation as you can, and be comfortable. The whole journey, you should be comfortable. Even at detox, if you hit a detox, cut it out, and then go down 2 ounces. You can cut it out for a day and then come back in 2 ounces less where you did not have any kind of detox symptom. And then come back to the cell, to the level where you were when you did hit a detox. And then if you have a detox again, then you simply loop around again. Cut it out, go back in 2 ounces less, stay there for 4 days, and then work your way back up until you get to the level where you do not experience a detox. Now you're free to keep on going. And you sort of do the same thing when you hit cell saturation. You're up where you're absorbing as much as you possibly can, and then you cut in and stay as high as you can for as long as you can, and you let your body tell you when to go down. Do not rush this. This is what you have been doing this whole thing for, so that you can rebuild and repair at every single one of your systems. This is where the magic lives, the rebuilding, the repairing. This is where you are totally turning the clock back. And usually going down is a lot faster than going, than the journey going up. So it's the marker you're looking for. You're looking for the detox if it happens, and then you're looking for the supercharged. And once you get that, if you cut back, what you'll notice is that say you got to 20 ounces. When you cut down to 18, pretty soon 18 will feel like 20.
And when you go down to 16, pretty soon 16 will feel like 18 because your body has rebuilt itself and it doesn't need as much body balance. Are you clear? Are there any questions? I'm opening up the line. Are there any questions?
This is Deanne. When you're doing the cell saturation, do you take it all at once? So
no. Good question. So the question is, do you take it all at once? Then when you get up to higher levels and you're up to like 6, 8, 10, 12 ounces, you start dividing it up during the day. So you want to have it where you're taking more of it early on in the day. Like if you're up at 12 ounces, I would have you do like 6 and then 3 and 3. So 6 first thing in the morning and then 3 mid-morning and then 3 early afternoon. You don't want to take it later than 3 in the afternoon because it'll probably keep you up at night. Unless you're one of those people who, when you used to drink coffee, you could take it right before you... You could take it right before you went to bed and still sleep. If you're one of those people, you could probably take body balance late. But, you know, ideally, you would take the body balance earlier in the day when you need it, right? Yeah. So that's a good question. So everything that I just said is on my website, and it is under Cell Saturation Wellness Program. I think it's the fifth down on my toolbar. And so, yeah, Cell Saturation and Wellness Program. Yeah.
On the if you're, say you've been on body balance for 5 years and you're taking 6 ounces a day.
Body balance for 5 years, been on six ounces a day.
Is it going to take you less time to saturate?
I would imagine.
Yeah.
I would totally imagine. And if you're already through the detox part of it, and you're pretty much either in high levels of taking the body balance, maybe you haven't even gotten to the cell saturation level, but if you know you're through the detox part, you are then free to go on and do the colon cleanse. And you do the colon cleanse until you get desired results, and that's a whole nother support. And that is all written on my website, again, on the Cell Saturation Wellness Program. To the right, it says Step 2 Colon Cleanse, and if you click on that, it takes you right to the colon cleanse and everything you need to know about it. And what all those desired results. And then you're going to step right back in with them. How is it going? And make fun of it. You know, how are your poopies? And how many times a day? And, you know, and describe that, you know, lots of people, by the time they finish in there, you have to quarantine that part of the house. And have fun with it. You know, it's a biological animal thing that we have to do. We have to sleep. We make babies. We poop. We do all of these animal things. And I think we kind of... You know, there's some place that we want to say we don't do any of that stuff. You know, we don't burp, we don't fart, we don't do any of that stuff. And so I think we need to really get real about what goes on because people start having some very serious things that go on in their bodies and they're afraid to tell you. You know, they start bleeding from their rectum and they start having just crazy stuff go on that are the first telltale signs that something is seriously out of balance. If you catch stuff early on, I don't care what it is, you can so reverse it. And if you start getting good habits, you can so change things, and the body is programmed to heal. Programmed. And you'll never know how it does it, but I can tell you, this program is the closest thing I know, plus the laws of nature, eating healthy food, sleeping, getting your sunshine and your vitamin D, exercising, keeping your stress down, drinking plenty of water. The laws of nature, when you add it to this thing, you will turn into these amazing people that you see still running marathons in their 90s. There's no reason. We should be living to 120 easily. I don't know what this dying off thing in their 40s, 50s, and 60s and can't move around. And it's crazy what's happening. And yeah, Pilar. Say that again, Pilar.
Okay, so this is Pilar. And if I'm increasing, and I've increased to 8 ounces a day, and it's my first day, but I feel like I need more, can I increase more at that point?
Absolutely, Pilar. The only reason that I do not have people go up any faster is because they open themselves up to the possibility of having a detox. There's no other reason. I'm always erring on conservative and keeping people comfortable. And actually, I will tell you, if you know you've gotten through your detox level, and now we're just trying to find the cell saturation, the worst thing that could happen is you don't sleep one night. But I'll tell you, the good news is you will not be tired the next day. It's absolutely true. How many people have had that where they didn't sleep, they hit cell saturation, and they were not tired the next day? 6 people in this room. It does not happen. You do not have to worry about being tired the next day. So what I tell people is when it's starting to get pricey, because you're upping it on a daily basis, I say you can really go for the gold. If you're at 8 ounces and you really want to know where your number is, you can go up 2 ounces every day. And if you're getting even up higher, you can go up 4 ounces every day till you hit it. You will hit it. It will happen. There will be a time when you go, I never thought I'd hit it, but oh my God, this is it. I'm bouncing off the walls. I have finally remineralized myself. So great question, because I'm trying to make people comfortable and also where it's affordable, because it is something to get up to 30 and 40 ounces a day, which the more depleted somebody is, the more likely that that will happen. And you don't know. And when you hit that number, then you simply stay as high as you can, as long as you can, because that's what this whole program is about. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a great question to flush out that little piece of information. So, I wanted to talk about how I organize and keep track of people, because it's not that easy, and how I keep my word and do and say what I'm going to do when I've got, now I know, 10,000 people in my group.
Holly, one question though, to follow up on Pilar.
Yeah.
If they're going to jump up, then they're not going to be in sync with your autoresponders.
It's okay.
That's okay.
They can go back and read the wellness program in cell saturation to get what's going on.
Okay.
So it's the same verbiage, only it's just not exactly, because it's broken up into 7 letters, but it's the same body of information. And I would have had you read that when you ordered the body balance in the period of time from when you ordered it to when it arrived. I would have had you read that document so that you would actually know what's coming. And the good news about the autoresponders is it reinforces that document over and over again while you're actually going through the cell saturation. Of course, people hit cell saturation on day 8, and other people don't hit it until day 28. And so it repeats itself a lot. But people need to hear things a number of times to really get what's going on. This isn't rocket science when you conceptually know what's happening. If you know there's a certain amount of minerals, and it's the minerals above and beyond, that are going to rebuild and repair, you're not going to forget that now, right? You got it. That's why you cell saturate. And then if you know that you need to get the rest of the toxins out, that the colon cleanse will get rid of the rest of the toxins in your system until you get desired results. And then now you have set the body upright. And now you can bring in this awesome nutrition with a shake. And now you can make a great case about why to do the shake. And now the person has actually gone through the journey of the whole product education. And now they're equipped and ready to turn around and do that with somebody else. Because now what you're about to do is go over the $1 million story, because you've been working with them every step of the way, and you now know what all of their numbers are in every category, where they were and where they are now, because they've hit cell saturation and their body has actually gotten to a level where they're starting to experience this optimal level of wellness that you told them that most people will never experience, and now they're starting to experience it. So Diane wrote that incredible letter, and I have all these other letters that are on my website that are stories of people that I have personally coached. And if you read all those stories, you'll know what a story should look like and how much quantifiable measure should be packed into a story. So now you can help them develop their $1 million story. Do you see how every story could be a $1 million story? Do you have any questions about that? It's quantifiable and it's built over time. And if you track them every step of the way, you will know and they will know what happened to them and why it happened. And that's the piece that is going to just
they'll be lifelong lifers, life forcers. Yeah, Oma.
And if you don't feel like you have a great million-dollar story, do cell saturation.
Exactly. If you don't feel like you have a great million-dollar story today, do cell saturation. And use this health evaluation questionnaire to get to the bottom and to the root of all the things that are really going on in your body that you might have overlooked, that you didn't realize were part of what a story could entail and encompass. Great. So, how I keep track of people. All right, so we've gone over nutrition, follow-up questionnaire, leading with a product. I want to lay out to you how my website is actually laid out. It's actually in order. And so I tell people, start at the top and work your way down. There are two basic pieces that are designed for helping people get their product experience, which is called Steps for Extraordinary Health. The other one is, when they have gone through that, the likelihood is they're going to want to share it with somebody if you have coached them properly. The other one is how to build a solid product-based business. And under Steps for Extraordinary Health, we have now been over a lot of these, and if you go back in and read these, you will see what it is that we've been talking about today. There's seven of them. The stories of people I personally coached. Why to cell saturate. That is number three on the toolbar. They will have read that from when they first ordered to when the product arrives. Four is when the product arrives, how to take body balance. Five is the follow-up questions, which you've now been hearing what they are. Six is do the colon cleanse, which you can go right in there and read. It's also under cell saturation wellness program. And seven is take the shake. I mean, there it is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Stories, why, how, follow-up, colon cleanse, and shake. Pretty simple, right? And the website is designed, what a funny little coincidence, to correlate with the card that's under the Tickler file card. So all the same things that are under Steps for Extraordinary Health are right here on the left on how to walk somebody through their product. So you always know exactly where they are in the process. Trust me, when you're up over 20 people, you will not remember what's even going on for them. And you don't have to remember. If you use this card and you use the Tickler file, and you set it up, it's seamless. You can just pull out today and go, oh, I've got to call these people. Okay, where are they? Okay, when's the last time I talked to them? When's my appointment? And when my appointment is, it goes in my appointment book, right? So the way that my world revolves is I meet a person. Sometimes I even have a card in my purse, and I write down their name, or oftentimes on a sticky note of some kind, and then I go home and I transfer it onto the card. And then I've done my list to learn. They're excited. Or at some point, maybe I sent them to the website and said, all right, read this, and then I'll call you tonight, and we'll have another conversation, see what questions have come out. And then they order. And then I'll go, okay, today is Tuesday. Product will probably be there next Friday or Monday. I'm going to put it in on Friday and just check on them. So it goes in Friday. I call. Nope, product isn't there. Okay, I call them on Monday. So when I know I'm calling them on Friday, it not only goes in on the Tickler file on Friday, and if there is a phone call that goes along with that, when I pull the cards out Thursday night and lay them on my desk, and I know I'm supposed to contact that person, then it will go in like that call. If there is something that's like a three-way, or some reason that I need to really remember because it's an early morning call, it goes in my appointment book that I've got a call with, you know, somebody at a particular hour that we're doing a three-way with. The other piece that's kind of interesting is sometimes, out of the blue moon, they call you. Now, how are you going to find them? I have a page. I have it both on my email, in my email, of people that I am working with. So I have their email there. When they call me or when they email me, I know right where to find their email. Well, obviously, I would just send reply on that. But if I'm trying to send them something that I want to have targeted to the, you know, them and their group, whoever they are, I've got the people that I'm really close, holding in close and personally working with. But the other thing that I do is that I have a page that says Life Force Downline Numbers. And it's basically their name and their different phone numbers. And I don't have that many because I don't work with that many. And periodically I'll go into the computer and add a few more, like these stickies, they need to be added. and then a few that, you know, have dropped off and they'll be deleted because I like to keep it somewhat current. So this is if they call me and they didn't leave their phone number. With caller ID, that's not even a problem anymore. And this is so that I know when I'm supposed to contact them. And if there's something special, it goes in my day timer. And this simple little system, plus whatever emails that I respond to when they ask me questions, keeps me current with a lot of people. I mean, I think we're 45 people here today. And that's because of the technology here, Team Crown, Life Force. And we now have this amazing technology where we can stay in touch with people and not have, you know, like I know some of you in this room, a zillion little sticky notes and pieces of paper that are stuffed all over the place, and you missed 16 calls, didn't call them for a week and a half later, and now they've gone on vacation. By the time they get back, they're not interested. And you had a hot conversation with them at some point, and they fell off. The fortune is in the follow-up. Let me tell you, it is where the whole thing, it's where the magic happens. There was an analogy I heard once that it made so much sense to me. I'm going to put 10,000 oysters on your front lawn, and three of them have pearls in them. Start shucking. And all the other oysters are going to be product users, but there's three that are going to set you free. And if you treat everyone and you open up every single oyster as if it had the pearl in, so you didn't hurt it or tarnish it or scratch it, you are making such a difference in so many people's lives, because a lot of people just want to get their product paid for. But there are some people who are going to catch the fire, catch the wave, catch the vision, and they're going to go, I want to do this. I want to do this big time. Like that guy last night, my pillow guy. He's like, I am so over this. I want to find out everything I can. And he's on fire. And you guys have had moments where you've been on fire. And so coming to a thing like this and hearing each other's stories and going, I can do this. People go across stage and you go, if she can do it, I can do it. It's true. It's all true. The only thing that is different between you and the person on stage is 1 degree and a period of time. This whole business is a function of time. That's all it is. You keep doing the same thing over and over and over, and we get paid to be redundant. And if you, and I can tell you, 10 years later, I have not lost my passion for this, because everybody is different. Pilar, am I any different?
You're a heck of a lot healthier and more vibrant than when I first met you.
Thank you, Pilar. I appreciate that a lot. But I'm saying the same stuff.
Yeah.
It's this. It's practically word for word. So you guys are on such an amazing course here that if you just keep it alive, whatever you have to do, go back and listen to this, put it into CDs, have it be in your car so that you can create this whole thing, you have as good a chance as anybody else. I am not an unusual person. This product changed my life, and I learned what I had to learn to be able to do this. So I just want to thank all of you for coming and hanging in there and just doing this whole thing. It is the stroke of 6 o'clock. I am so grateful that we all got to share this time together. Thank you very much. Woohoo!
Thank you,
Holly.
Thank you, Holly.
So I'm opening up the call, and I'm certainly willing to stay for any questions. And just to tell you, you know, we are officially closed, and whatever
happens from here, I will be around for a little while. So, if there are any questions out there, I'm happy to answer them.
Thanks, Holly, love from New Zealand.
Oh, is that Manfred?
It is.
Oh, honey, thank you.
And from Australia, this is Christine.
Oh, Christine, hi, thank you.
This concludes Holly's follow-up training. Put these tools into action and watch your business grow.